I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
So thank you for talking to us today, Fightback Ninja. First question from me, what was it that sort of made you start fighting against the scammers, spammers, and time wasters?
Those scammers must be stopped. They ruin people's lives, steal their hard-earned savings, and cheat their way through life without caring about the pain they cause. We will stop them. Spammers are lazy, stupid people trying to get rich by sending out huge numbers of emails in the hope that somebody will read it. Time wasters are the people who should know better but don't stop to think. For example, the recruitment agencies who send you messages because one word in your CV matches one word in the job description they're working on. Dumb. I fight against scammers, spammers, and time wasters so we can take back control.
Out of all the stories that you've covered on the show and ones that you haven't quite covered yet, what do you think is your favourite story about getting won over back on the scammer?
A BT engineer named Richard Herman was plagued by PPI phone calls, but he took action to record the conversations and warn the callers that they would be charged if they continued to call against his wishes. They did, and he charged them and won over £200. See my blog post of 29th April for more details. Also, an elderly lady named Valerie is registered on the telephone preference service, so she should never receive cold calls, but she still does. If they annoy her, she has a whistle by the phone and gives them a loud blast on that. Good for her.
How did you come to be a sort of cyber ninja?
I was brought up to be a ninja. I started training at 6 months old using a wooden sword. I didn't get a real sword till I was 12 months old. I learned to be the best possible ninja. Today is the era of the internet, and that's where I am most needed to help you fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Now, obviously, you've joined us here on the team at Brooklands Radio, so I'm guessing that you are a Surrey ninja?
I am now.
So, come on, it's a big show today, and I think we need a little bit more about that. Let's lift the mask a little bit. Tell us more about yourself. Who is your favourite ninja? What's your favourite film, music, book? Tell us a little bit more.
My favourite ninja film, well, they're all rubbish, but the best ever martial arts film is Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee. I had a poster of that film above my bedroll. Favourite music? Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas, of course. Favourite cartoon? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was training video for me. I learned good moves from Michelangelo, but Splinter is no good as a sensei. Too furry. My favourite pastime? Walking across bubble wrap barefoot without bursting the bubbles. Then I go back and burst all the bubbles.
How did you become so skilled in the art of ninjury, I suppose it's called? Did you go to a special ninja school or what?
You insult me. There is no such thing as ninjury. I am a ninja and I practice ninjutsu.
Hoo-yah!
You didn't need that table for anything, did you? I practice ninja arts 26 hours a day, 8 days a week without fail.
And finally, again, a little bit of a personal question, but are there any other members of the Fightback family that we might expect to hear in the future?
There's a family member who carries out undercover work. Her code name is Secret Squirrel. I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters. Check out my blog at fightback.ninja and my resource website at fightbackonline.org.